Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California went through the same process before he was elected Speaker in January. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. The House has been without a speaker for 2 weeks. Another vote is scheduled for today. The top Republican in the Senate, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, says President Biden needs to get tougher on Iran. While speaking from the Senate floor, McConnell said Biden must prevent Iran from becoming involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. He said there should be no more splitting hairs about whether Iran was directly involved in Hamas attacks on Israel earlier this month, noting Iran has financially backed a Palestinian terrorist group. New Mexico prosecutors plan to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in connection to the deadly shooting on the film set Rust. Prosecutors will present new evidence against Baldwin to a grand jury next month. Prosecutors dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charge against Baldwin earlier this year. The film cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded after Baldwin's prop gun fired a live round. We are USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A horror movie shown in a Florida elementary school has some parents upset.
Fourth grade parents in a Miami school are upset after a teacher screened the horror movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for their class. According to CBS News Miami, one mother with twins in the class blamed the incident on a negligent teacher and expressed feeling completely let down by the school. A statement from the head of the school assured parents that they are attending to the students' well-being, with the mental health counselor and principal already meeting with those who raised concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
For the first time since President Nixon was in the White House, the Staten Island Railway is getting new train cars. The 5 trains that have been in use since 1973 are being replaced. The new cars will have larger doors, displays with service updates, and accessible seating with security cameras. They should be in service by the end of next year. The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, says artificial intelligence will almost certainly cause a financial crisis without government regulation. Gensler told the Financial Times that the challenge is because most regulators target individuals and institutions, not something broad like the use of artificial intelligence. He claims if multiple institutions make decisions based on the same AI models, that could lead to a financial disaster. Today is officially National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you as we continue to look for a speaker still. Not to worry. It took 15 tries, remember, when Kevin McCarthy was finally installed as a speaker. So we had one try so far, and we'll see how this works out. Hopefully the votes that were supposed to be, I guess, posturing votes or, you know, statements of, you know, discontent because of the way things have been running for the last couple of weeks, those were in, and hopefully those have been processed, and, you know, more level heads will prevail later on. Meanwhile, the president is in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu, and, of course, the controversy continues over who did it, whose bomb, whose missile hit the hospital, right? Rick Manning joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, like you, trying to keep up with it all. I mean, you know, clearly the Arabs did not want to really meet with Biden and work this out. I mean, the situation with the hospital is just, I mean, war is messy, and it's just, to me, it's a lousy excuse.
Yeah, let's deal with the hospital up front.
Right.
There's actual video filmed by a reporter for Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
Where the reporter for Al Jazeera puts his life on the line and says that was a Hamas missile that hit it, a misfiring Hamas missile. The video is clear. A missile goes up. It basically blows up. The warhead doesn't blow up, but the engine malfunctions. Mm-hmm. There's a fire. It disappears. And then all of a sudden, about 2 seconds later, you have an explosion on the ground. You have actually two explosions on the ground. One, a little explosion where the actual engine hits, mm-hmm. and the other where the warhead hits. And the warhead is obviously hits, shall we say, what appears to be some munitions or fuel storage area, mm-hmm. that then goes into a massive inferno immediately. So
They blew up their own ammo depot,
sense? They blew up their own ammo depot that was staged next to a hospital to protect it.
Like we're surprised, right? Like we're surprised. Right. Like, and we didn't know that ammo has been stored around hospitals and other areas that are civilian sensitive, right? Because that's what Hamas has done.
That's what Hamas does.
Yeah.
And even Joe Biden today, when he got off the plane, said, it looks like the other team did it.
Right.
I don't know how he can do this in a team concept, and I don't really think as
well. Well, that's like it's from the Obama years. Remember, everybody else was a JV team, right? So probably that same mentality.
So maybe it is. I just know this. The Israelis would have to be absolutely brain dead to target a hospital with in a bombing run the night before Joe Biden is arriving into town.
Exactly.
Okay. Joe Biden.
And is there any previous history?
Israeli ally as any president in history.
Right. Is there any previous history where the Israelis have targeted a hospital?
No. I mean,
no, of course.
You know, the times when civilian targets have been hit during these things have been, you know, the missiles that are kind of makeshift missiles created by Hamas or the Palestinian Authority.
Well, what was it? They said they were asked about where they came up with technology, and they said YouTube. Some of their missile engineering is YouTube generated.
Yeah.
So, the first thing I would ask Rick is, what was the trajectory of the missile? Was it heading south to north, or was it north to south?
Well,
do they have that?
The missile that is identified, yes, is definitely coming from Gaza. Okay.
Right.
You see it launch. The video, you see it launch.
So how can you think that
it's the meteor coming down?
Yeah. So how can you think that Israel did it then?
And you can't say that it was Iron Dome because it hadn't gotten to the area that Iron Dome covers yet. Iron Dome doesn't hit them when they're just leaving; it hits them when they're at a higher trajectory.
Right.
And so it is it was an Iron Dome, and there's no disputing that there was a missile fired by Hamas that exploded, that caught on fire in the air. There's no doubting that. That is what the Hamas people have said is the Israelis had a bombing run that was running right behind it and hit that hospital. Now the challenge with that is nothing else got bombed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, and you see a missile go up from Hamas. You see you don't actually see after it kind of catches fire. You lose sight of it. It kind of burns out, goes down, and then you see a small explosion, and then a big explosion, and the big explosion is the hospital, and that's where the warhead hit.
Right. Along with their ammo depot, their temporary ammo depot, right?
But whatever was there. Let's just say we're not certain what it was. It might have been an ammo depot, might have been fuel storage. There's a lot of things that could have been, but it was a far bigger explosion than you would anticipate from the kind of warhead that the Hamas puts on their missiles, and that tells you it hit something. And so on the missile. Even the president said, you know, Hamas did it. A tragedy, Hamas did it.
Yeah.
Now, the challenge here is that overnight we end up with our embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, on fire because Hezbollah attacks our embassy. We have our embassy in Amman attacked, which is in Jordan. We see our embassy in Iraq attacked. And so suddenly you have the Iranian proxies attacking U.S. embassies around the Middle East, and Iran puts on one of their mosques in a key place in Iran. I don't know what the place, but they put up a black flag of jihad, which is, according to people who I've read who are experts in this stuff, and that's not me. But it's from what I read last night and catching up and reading everybody I know who are experts. I know a lot of people are experts on this. They said this is a very, very bad thing. It is a call for international jihad.
Right.
All Shia to join everywhere to join the jihad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so Iran is now getting what they want. They're trying to build an international, at least a regional-wide
conflict. Well, this is going to be regional at the least. It seems that this is out of control. I mean, this goes back to, what's been said. You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And that definitely seems to be the case here, right? Because what better way to cover up the atrocities that Hamas has done there in the Gaza than to have a regional conflict? Because just like this right now, this is all a distraction from, you know, what started all this to begin with.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely right. It is Hamas wants desperately to be the victim, and no matter, even though it was a Hamas rocket that hit the hospital, this is their ability to claim equal victimhood and have all those who want to say, gee, Israel should stop right now. There's already been enough death and destruction. Well, Israel can't stop until Hamas is gone.
Right.
Until they. Yeah.
Well, they got to get moving. They got to get moving, Rick. I think they've waited long enough.
Biden was coming. They have because Biden's coming. That's why Biden slowed the whole thing down.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent, just wait like you hear from us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Rick Manning. Rick, of course, is the one and only, director of, what's your official
title? I'm president of Americans for Limited Government.
There it is. That's simple. Americans for Limited Government. I don't know why my notes are flying around on me here, and maybe my corrected eyeball
is. It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, exactly.
In your office.
I'm spinning with all the stuff that's going on here. Rick, you and I were just talking about the situation with Joe Biden and how this this campaign has been held up. This is not the way to conduct a war. I mean, because the longer it goes on like this with, we've said this before, you can have a oops, and this missile into the hospital is an oops. And, and it's detracting from, the real issue here, and that is the attack of civilians that Hamas conducted. And, yep. Israel, and I get it. I mean, when you start getting into diplomacy, this is shades and memories of Vietnam for me, I got to tell you, because I watched when I was working, when I was in the Marine Corps and I was in the Joint Public Affairs Office, you're just watching all this stuff back and forth and you're going, wait a minute, this isn't, you're missing the point here. Because when you go to war, you got to go to war 100% full stop. And what they're doing right now, and I got to imagine, the generals there with the IDF have just got to be losing their skulls over all this.
Yeah, I think that's true. In fact, I've read reports that's true. The challenge on it is Israel needs U.S. munitions. Their air force are U.S. planes purchased from the United States. The bombs they drop are bought and purchased from the United States. The their entire army runs on munitions and some material from the United States. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, as a result of a decision made by Joe Biden in January of this year, where they moved a lot of the munitions that we had stored in Israel that were there as a backstop against Israel being attacked,
mm-hmm. Right.
Those munitions that were compatible with the Israeli Army's needs and the Israeli Air Force needs and the Israeli Navy's needs, for that matter, those munitions were moved to Ukraine and were used in Ukraine. And so we depleted, once again, the Ukrainian war. We depleted the ability for our allies to defend themselves. And so now Netanyahu desperately needs, if he's got a war in coming from Lebanon, he's got a war on the West Bank, and he's got a war in the south of Gaza.
Yes,
he needs to have full stockpiles of weapons and munitions to be able to fight those 2-3 front wars. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden has been holding up the aid package, has not submitted something to Congress. We talked about the speaker. The fact is, they don't have anything they could act on with Israel because Joe Biden hasn't given them anything.
So they said they already had, I think Marco Rubio said there was already approval for monies that's there,
right.
Like $3 billion dollars or something that
Biden could use to give them
yes.
ammunition and resupply the munitions. So Netanyahu, with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is sort of stuck here. Biden has tried to done everything to defeat Netanyahu politically. His administration has funded anti-Netanyahu fights for
years. Yes, going back to the Obama years. Yeah, exactly.
And including recently with the fight over the justice system reforms. So you've got and now he's dependent upon a very undependable ally to provide him with the stockpiles he needs to be able to defend his country. And so when Biden says hold off, if Biden says, you need to talk to Blinken and Nod and whoever else,
mm-hmm.
He's got to do it because Biden has.
He's got leverage.
He's got the leverage of having the actual weapons that Netanyahu needs to keep his country from being overrun by people who want to drive them into the sea. So Netanyahu's having to, say to the generals, we can't do it yet. Mm-hmm. I can't supply you for more than a 2-week war or whatever. I mean, so that's the supply problem. So Biden we talked about there's a lot less loss of life if you strike before they're able to dig in and prepare. Well, guess what? Israel is making a calculation that if our army runs out of bullets, mm-hmm. then we have total extermination because Hezbollah has, for instance, supposedly like 15,000 rockets. Actually, it was over 100, but has so many rockets they're going to fire in from the north. And if you don't have Iron Dome fully capacitated with full capacity to take down some of those rocks, you're going to see obliteration of
It'll overwhelm. Yeah, it'll overwhelm the system. The thing that's ironic, Rick, think about this. What Joe Biden is doing is the very thing he's trying to avoid is the very thing that he's promoting. Because what this is going to do, no doubt, is this brings Iran into, as you had, we said in the last segment, is that this brings Iran in full force. We have regional conflict that goes on. The fact that even the Arab neighbors, I mean, here are the Arabs that were supposed to meet with Joe Biden, if they were interested in peace, would have had calmer heads and said, look, at, you know, we need to, for the sake of peace, look at this. They're not interested in this. You know, they're not interested in peace. And, you know, because the fundamental commitment with the Arab nations is the eradication of Israel, full stop, right? It's not just Hamas. It's not just Hezbollah.
Yeah, it's not Hamas, just Hamas and Hezbollah. You've got Palestinian Authority. The, you know, the one that has kind of shifted over the last 5 or 7 years has been Jordan. We've been able to kind of depend on Jordan as being a, at least a passive neighbor, but there's jihadists that are threatening the hierarchy in Jordan right now, and as a result, there's a lot of political pressure of the kind where, gee, you do what we want or we assassinate you, kind of political pressure.
Well, even the crown prince, though, in Saudi, in Saudi Arabia, Rick, the crown prince, he understands what's going on here. And that is, if they don't get a handle on this, the whole region is going to go full-blown nuclear. You're going to have a nuclear arms race on your hands here. And this is the trajectory of all this. Go ahead.
And I haven't looked at oil supplies on the international oil supplies and who's pumping oil, but I will tell you this. What you expect in 11 days into this with all the Middle East, with the Middle East kind of falling apart from a peace perspective, what you used to typically see at the gas pump is a jump in prices by 30 to 50%. Massive jump in prices. I'm sitting right now at a gas station, across from a gas station anyway. And, the gas is 30 cents less than it was 2 weeks ago. Right. And that means Saudi Arabia is pumping oil. Mm-hmm. And by pumping oil, they are giving aid and comfort to the West to try to get the West to come in and help Israel. Yeah. If they wanted to punish the West, there'd be the oil spigots would be turned off as they were in 74. And we would be seeing gas prices spiking into the fours and five and going towards five.
And then you would go to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and find out cupboards are bare, right?
Yeah, so that's the pathway. So the one thing that tells me the Saudis are giving
aid,
quiet succor and aid to Israel,
right?
The gas pump, we're not getting hurt at the gas pump. So if the West isn't getting hurt at the gas pump, that tells you the Saudis are sending a very not so subtle signal that they don't want the West to get hurt. They want the West to go in and do what needs to be done, take care of these people who threaten the Saudi regime every much as they do Netanyahu.
Exactly. Well, stay tuned because, this is madness. And I don't know if Joe Biden just came to the Middle East and came to Israel because he was hoping for some Nobel Peace Prize. But I don't see how that's going to happen, Rick.
Well, Joe Biden needs to do his job and make sure that Israel has munitions needed to be able to do their job and clean this mess up, because it can't be what happened where an armed military attacked children.
Exactly.
And attacked a music festival and a plan to...
Gotta leave it there. Rick Manning, thank you.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. Another vote is scheduled for today. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Jenny Beth Martin. She is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Good morning, Jenny Beth. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always appreciate this time that we have every week. And, of course, we're talking about Jim Jordan. TPPA has highly recommended and supported Jim Jordan from day one. And, you know, we had round one. Everybody's all in a kerfuffle over it. Look, it took 15 rounds in order for us to elect the Speaker McCarthy last time around. And I think that, you know, some reports was that of the 20 people that voted against Jim Jordan, some of them were just, you know, initial, you know, on the record protest votes. Okay, you're upset. Yeah, you're pitching a fit. But, you know, we've got to move on with the business. And you can look at these Republicans, but I also look at the Democrats. I mean, what demonstration of interest to move this country forward and to get on with the business's hand have they demonstrated? If anything, they've continued to do what they do best, and that is resist delay and turn this into a political issue to somehow, you know, bruise up the Republicans. And of course, in part, you might argue the Republicans are helping Democrats to that end.
I think that what we're seeing right now is a group of 20 Republicans who, by and large, are appropriators. That means that they are the people who are spending the government money. They they decide how government money is spent. And they do not want anything in Washington to change. They like the way that they can spend money and make decisions, and they don't want any change. They want the status quo to continue. And they know that Jim Jordan as Speaker would be a disruption to the status quo. I don't think it would be as big of a disruption as they fear, because he would have to get the Republicans to agree with anything that he wants passed, and there's such a slim majority that he's not going to be as what happens right now will not be as conservative as what I want. So their fears, I think, are a little overinflated. But they are going to wind up allowing Hakeem Jeffries to determine who is the next Speaker of the House, and they're going to make a deal with him. And we need to watch out for this. Congressman Patrick McHenry could stop this by simply coming out and saying, I do not want to be the Speaker pro tem. I do not want to be the Speaker of the House. We have a nominee. I support the nominee. I do not want this position. And instead, I haven't heard a public statement from him saying he doesn't want that. Hakeem Jeffries went on the Capitol steps yesterday and said that he does not want Jim Jordan to be the Speaker, and instead he would be okay with Patrick McHenry being Speaker. And these 20 are very likely going to cut a deal with the majority of Democrats to get to 217 votes. And we need to be lighting up their phone lines and lighting up Patrick McHenry's phone lines, saying do not let Hakeem Jeffries pick the next Speaker of the House.
Well, if McHenry, okay, walk us through this, how this process would work. If he says, I'm not interested, I'm resigning, and the gavel is left there at the dais, and he walks off, what happens?
Well, he can just say, I do not want that. You cannot, I'm not accepting this. This is not an acceptable solution. We have to elect a speaker. If he did that, I think that Congressman Dave Joyce from Ohio, who apparently has a huge grudge against Jim Jordan, and Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida, and Jimenez, and a few of the others, Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania, would then have to seriously reconsider what they are talking about doing. Because if he doesn't want it, then why would they be shoving him into a position that he does not want?
Exactly. Well, and so do you hold to any veracity, or at least understanding, that these 20 votes, not all of them, but most of them, were just protest votes for the first time around? That's been suggested because, you know, I've heard, you know, some of the congressmen say, well, I'm not going to vote for Jordan on the first ballot, but perhaps the second or third. So it just seems to me that this was more of a protest vote. I don't know if all 20 are involved in that or not, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Congress to get their acts together. And because the longer they drag this out, I mean, they are expending political capital here, Jenny Beth. I mean, what they're telling the rest of the country is the Republicans don't know how to lead.
Yes, they are expending a great deal of political capital right now. And I hear from people around the country, they want a speaker, and they want that speaker to be Jim Jordan. So and they want it done now. They wanted it done yesterday. They want it done today. I think that these 20, if there's a vote for Jim Jordan at 11 o'clock, I think that the 20 may go up higher than 20. And I think that would have been part of the strategy all along. First do 20, then have a few more vote against him, and then a few more to make it seem like the momentum is going against them, him, even though they had planned this from the beginning. And then hold firm. Everyone else has to just hold firm on Jim Jordan. But what they're doing, what these 20 are doing, and Newt Gingrich and John Boehner are helping this by going on Fox and saying they support this plan, which must mean that Paul Ryan also is okay with it since they're on Fox. They're going to go and say, well, we didn't vote against Jim Jordan. We just voted for McHenry. And they're trying to get a resolution in that would expand the powers of the Speaker pro tem. And I think it won't be temporary. I think it will wind up being permanent. And I think it will permanently weaken and change the position of Speaker and make that position more one that whatever the Speaker pro tem becomes. And I think it is a dangerous precedent that they are about to set, and I don't think that they care. I think that as long as they keep spending money and are able to keep spending money, they're okay with it. They may try to make it seem like they're doing it for altruistic reasons. I don't think that they are. I think that they just don't know any other way than the way that they have functioned in Washington for years. And they don't understand that when we are has so much debt that almost every individual in this country almost owes $100,000 personally for the debt that we have. We cannot keep doing this. That is a national security threat as well. We have to fix the economic problems, not just looking at the military issues.
Yeah. Well, look what's happening. I mean, here we've got problems with Israel. We've got Ukraine. There's some 32 wars around the world right now that are taking place. And Taiwan continues to be in the strong crosshairs of China. Jenny Beth, we can ill afford. I mean, here we are, and you even have the President of the United States saying we're running out of ammunition. And we've kind of robbed from Peter to pay Paul by taking ammunition out of Israel, sending it to Ukraine. And now here we got all hell breaking loose in the Middle East, and Israel's going to their cupboards, and their cupboards are bare. And it's the Biden administration that's emptied out their cupboards. And we were just talking about the strategic oil reserve that Biden has emptied that out. And it's supposed to be specifically in case of war. And here we are on the brink of something where we would need that, that oil. And it's not there. I mean, we are hugely vulnerable to your point right now.
Yeah, and he did that so he could lower gas prices last year, so he could try to
influence the midterm election.
The midterm election. We have so many problems in Washington, D.C., and Jim Jordan can help us work to solve those problems. And not everything we want is going to happen because the Democrats still control the Senate and Biden is in the White House, but we would at least be a little bit better off than if we continue just making deals with Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Biden nonstop without looking at what the Republican base wants and getting some Republican proposals and policies turned into law. So I
20 seconds left. Let's activate
Jim Jordan.
Exactly. Let's activate
Jordan.
Exactly.
That's right.
And the website they can go to for more information?
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
She's the honorary chair of Tea Party Patriots Action, Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He is the VP of Numbers USA. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
I'll tell you, the border issue has really gotten fully lit up in light of all that's happening in universities. And you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, is that America has been importing hatred into our country. And boy, I'll tell you, if anybody had any doubts, you can see what's happening on these college campuses as a result of what happened in the Gaza, right?
Right, yeah. You know, it's, I don't want to say that that's a direct reflection of what's happened down on the border, just because I think much of that has actually come through our legal immigration system, which you and I don't talk about too much, but that's another system that's completely out of control. But the border has been so historically out of control over the last 30 months. There hasn't been much discussion on the other side, but, you know, I'm all in favor for diversity of opinions, and everybody is entitled to have their opinion and speak their mind. But some of the things that have been said about what has happened over in the Middle East over the last couple of weeks should be troubling to some people. You know, this is a direct result of our immigration system, and some of these statements are even anti-American. So, yeah.
The deal is that's
happening right now.
Yeah, and there's been, you know, this movement of lawlessness that has taken place. I mean, like you say, we haven't even really talked about, you know, how the legal immigration process has been compromised. And this is all being, you know, promoted by one party for political reasons. I mean, let's abandon, you know, what legal, you know, what the confines or what the standards for legal immigration is all about and why it works best for, you know, the immigrant and, you know, for us, we the people. And then you have, let's just go full-blown lawless and have an open border and have people coming in that haven't been properly vetted. And, you know, we're seeing what's going on. I mean, we had this discussion the other day. You know, people want to blame the professors. Well, the professors are only partly to blame. There are some professors there, no question whatsoever, that shouldn't be in our universities. They're so ideologically fixed and they're so filled with hatred that they're a danger to everyone concerned. But these kids, particularly, you know, they're coming from the Middle East. What people fail to understand, these kids have been conditioned, you know, from day one. I mean, they're born into hatred in a sense. Because these Arab nations hold such a resentment and anti-Semitic perspective on Israel. They just hate Israel.
and what, you know, became really clear and people should be, you know, reminded of, I think, in a clear sort of way, is that what happened in Gaza is a direct exposure of their heart and soul, and that is that they want the eradication of Israel. I mean, for them to attack innocents, to decapitate children, to you know, come after families, and I mean the kind of horror and barbarism that took place there is it's just shocking. And for those people who have witnessed it, they will live with the sight of that of what they've seen for the rest of their lives, because you can't unsee it. It's that terrible. And
right.
But this is what's in the world today, and if we don't do something about it, keep in mind that these same people that have, you know, from day one have been groomed and conditioned to hate Israel so much and want the full eradication of Israel. Guess what? After Israel, America is next. That's their heart and vision. And so here we are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. Let them come here to our universities, influence our own kids into thinking that America is awful, and ignore, you know, the barbarism that took place. That if Hamas and Hezbollah and these Arab nations had their way, and I'm talking about the ones that are so radical that want everybody dead, and they want everything to, you know, be beckoned and knees bending to Muhammad, that's their wish. That is the wish that they have, is this major caliphate that they rule the world.
And you know, this is beyond just a land dispute, which,
yes,
you know, that's what most of this has, you know, the debate over the years has been over this land dispute that has taken place in the Middle East around Jerusalem. And, you know, this is what happened a couple of weeks ago and what's been happening over the last couple of weeks at the hands of Hamas. These atrocities are not a land dispute. This is pure hatred. And,
yes.
Again, the concern with what has happened down on our southern border over the last 30 plus months is that, you know, through the unknowns, the gotaways, the people that crossed the border and weren't apprehended by Border Patrol, but they know that we came across, the people that came across that we don't even know about, you know, the gotaway number are people that set off cameras, motion sensors, we track footprints, things like that. I'm sure there's another group of folks that aren't counted in that group, but also came across the border illegally and were not apprehended by Border Patrol or encountered by CBP agents. And the known terrorists that have been, or the people on the known terror watch list that have been apprehended by our Border Patrol and CBP officers down on the border. That's the fear, is has any of this seeped into our country? And again,
you know, I think you're delusional to think if it hasn't. You know, I mean, you got to be making up stories to think that hasn't been the case. And, oh, yeah, by the way,
right,
we've got a network and a full infrastructure of the cartels working well within the United States to promote the sale of drugs, sex trafficking, and child abuse. You know, that's just for starters, right?
Right, and there was a report earlier this week or at the end of last week that found that the number of people that ICE is tracking has doubled since the Biden administration has been in office. But the number of ICE agents has not doubled. So we've got the same number of people tracking twice as many people. We're talking about millions of people who are now in the United States that have been caught and released by the administration, or that came in and got away. They just simply escaped Border Patrol apprehension, that are now in the country. We're talking millions and millions of people here. You only need a few bad people in that mix, you know, maybe half.
Yeah, only,
look at what
yeah,
happened.
It only took 19 on 9/11, right?
Right.
So, you're exactly right. The danger is quite evident, and it is on display here. And this has been a mess that Joe Biden and the Democrats have created, all in the interest of getting reelected and bringing in some more voters to vote Democrat. But here it is. I mean, we're so vulnerable right now because we don't know what's in. And this is why you've got Senator Tom Cotton and Marco Rubio demanding, you know, just even that these radical terrorist sympathizers be deported. I mean, this is how blatant this is. This isn't, you know, like up for a whole lot of negotiation. It's like, whoa, I mean, you got some, you know, I believe clear-minded senators here in Tom Cotton and Marco Rubio making these statements. So they're getting it and they're seeing the danger that is before us. Even Donald Trump spoke about this, is that there needs to be a strong vetting of these people who've come into our country to determine, you know, where their hearts and minds are. And I understand that's a difficult thing, but to do nothing and allow them to come in and to give sway and influence to American citizens, this just adds to the danger, Chris.
It does. And, you know, certainly if some of those people have become some of those individuals that are speaking in support of Hamas, if they're U.S. citizens, it's a little bit more difficult to deal with. But, you know, the country is certainly going after, there's people looking out for hate crimes against people who are in the country and practicing Muslims because of what has happened in the Middle East. You know, it can go both ways. You hope that people are watching out on both sides. But again, you know, I think, you know, this is why it's more important than ever for the House of Representatives to work out their, the Republicans in the House to work out their issues, get a speaker in place, because we can't control this border crisis and the threat to the United States from a national security and a public safety perspective until we have a speaker in place and we're able to start moving towards legislation that forces the Biden administration to take action. You know, right now, House Democrats don't even have to say anything because Republicans are fighting between themselves right now.
Right.
So they're not even having to deal with questions on what continues to happen every single month on the border.
And to your point, it's a breakdown in leadership on both sides, really. I mean, the fact that Democrats are just sitting there and, you know, going, okay, we're going to let these knuckleheads, you know, mess themselves up, you know, and then claim some sort of political victory. Well, wait a minute. Where were you at a time when, you know, we needed, you know, some leadership? You offered nothing. You just sat back and just let it, you know, imperil itself. This is really sad that our country has become so divided that it's all about political gain. And as you say, H.R. 2 has been sitting there waiting to be passed, and this needs to be addressed. But this is only a start. I mean, this isn't the end all and be all, but it would definitely make a statement and move us in the right direction. I agree with you.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully, like I said, they get things ironed out. We can get moving on some border security improvement.
Well, we're running out of time because we still have a budget to approve, right? And
right.
We'll see this next meeting coming up in about another hour, and let's see what happens if those votes that came down yesterday. You know, I remind everybody, it took Kevin McCarthy 15 rounds of this, right? And so, you know, here we are in government watching it before our eyes, not for the faint of heart, right? Chris Chmielewski, thank you, sir.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. And